Another outside the box, staying outside as usual. Today's topic is outsiders and insiders. Wondering why Donald Trump is outpacing his rivals? Do you know people who feel the burn and want to support Bernie Sanders? Why so much interest and excitement for so-called political outsiders, for those who appear to be non-politicians like Trump and a candidate outside the mainstream like Sanders? A large segment of U.S. voters are disillusioned with the current political system. They want, quote-unquote, hope and change, just as Barack Obama promised them in 2008. But there wasn't much change, and so the hope in Obama has evaporated. And with it, hope for the current governmental system being run by career politicians. What has voting and political participation gotten us, many are asking? Candidates say they're different, but they're still wrapped up in traditional politics. The so-called outsiders can also thank the media for their rise to stardom. All Trump had to do was make a few controversial statements to get more attention than other Republican candidates. Trump's campaign has become a soap opera. Bernie Sanders just had to embrace his socialism and talk about inequality to get press coverage. Many voters are shopping around for someone who really will do things differently, even if the different doesn't mesh with their beliefs or needs. They're tired of corruption, insiderism, gridlock, and just about everything the government is or isn't doing. In one Gallup poll, 3 of 4 in this country thought there was, quote, widespread corruption throughout the government, end quote. But are these candidates truly outsiders? Sanders has been in Congress for 25 years, hardly an outsider, despite a few outsider proposals like single-payer health care. Trump's no outsider. He's been rubbing elbows with politicians for decades. The media are portraying them as outsiders when they're really insiders with a bit of outsider thrown in. A real outsider would be advocating lots of outside-the-box ideas. They'd be talking about policies to transform our system, not simply reform it. Other than a few such issues from Sanders, like single-payer health care, I haven't heard any. Sanders talks mostly about how to reform, not transform. Trump only appears like an outsider because he claims to be one. I think a lot of U.S. voters really want a whole new system without the corruption, but they won't find it with Democrats or Republicans. Outsider candidates are those who have never gotten more than a few percentage points of the vote, such as Ralph Nader and other Green Party candidates. But Greens have never gotten the kind of media attention that they would need to be truly competitive. Is there a real chance for outsider candidates to get enough free news and publicity to make them appear to be legitimate contenders for a major office? Probably not, unless they're well-known and respected, have access to significant financial support, and are given a big boost from mainstream media. The real outsiders that many voters may wish for have never been in the political arena and may never be. Had he lived longer, Martin Luther King Jr. could have been a focal point for transforming our values and politics. The Occupy movement and Black Lives Matter are doing that now. That's where to look for outsiders and outside-the-box policies and campaigns, not to the candidates for political office. How do you feel about so-called outsiders as presidential candidates? I'm Larry Danziger, looking for outsiders truly outside the political system.